welcome to South Connect. This segment brings you all the latest news and updates from the states of South. Let's go first to Kerala. Activist Tripti Desai, who wants to enter Kerala's Sabarimala temple in defiance of a decades-old custom on women of menstrual age, has been blocked by hundreds of protesters at the Kochi airport since she landed at 4:30 a.m. on Friday. The protesters, who staunchly support the restrictions on women despite the Supreme Court ending the ban in a landmark order in September, say they won't allow Tripti Desai and her six colleagues to step out of the airport. Taxi drivers say they will not take the visitors anywhere. Now let's move on to Tamil Nadu. Severe cyclonic storm Gaja crossed between the Tamil Nadu and Puducherry coast between Nagapattinam and Vedaranyayam early Friday, with wind speed gusting up to 120 km per hour, a weather bulletin said. According to Tamil Nadu State Disaster Management Authority, as many as 76,290 people were evacuated from low-lying areas and sheltered at over 300 relief centers in six districts, including Nagapattinam, Pudukkottai, Ramanathapuram, and Tiruvarur. Due to a cyclone Gaja, a holiday has been declared for educational institutions in Nagapattinam. Now let's go to Telangana. Unaccounted cash worth rupees 70 crore was seized in separate searches carried out in poll-bound Telangana on different occasions since a model code of conduct came into force, a poll official said today. Besides illegal liquor worth rupees 6.70 crore was seized by the police and income tax officers, Telangana Chief Electoral Officer Rajat Kumar told reporters in Hyderabad. Now let's go to Karnataka. The Karnataka government is now among those to have entered the statue race as it plans to install a 125 feet tall one of Mother Kaveri near Krishna Raja Sagara Dam on Kaveri River in Mandya district. The project, estimated to cost around rupees 1200 crore, will require about 400 acres of land and is expected to be ready after 2 years. Now let's go to Andhra Pradesh. In a decision that is certain to trigger a fresh face-off with the centre, the Andhra Pradesh government has stated that the Central Bureau of Investigation personnel will now have to seek prior permission before entry into the state for official work. The state government has issued a notification withdrawing consent accorded to officers of the investigation agency to carry out search operations without informing it first. That's all for today in South Connect. For more news updates, log on to www.hwnews.in.
If you like this video, please share it, and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.